Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get mouth-watering proteins delivered right to your door, individually packaged and portioned, so a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast, taste the Omaha Steaks difference. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Residents in nursing homes don't get to travel too much for pretty obvious reasons, but in St Vincent's in Queensland, they've got the next best thing, a virtual train trip called the Olive Express. Kim Turner is co-designer of it. Good afternoon, Kim.
Good afternoon, Sean. Lovely to speak with you.
Now, it's called the Olive Express because, as I understand it, Shea, your husband, that was the name of his grandmother.
That's right. Yeah, they used to hang out a lot and go traveling together on trains.
Yeah, and so she gave you the idea.
Well, she'd always wanted to keep traveling, and at some point her mobility just prevented that. So Che actually literally dreamt it up. It came to him in a dream, and we did it to honor his gran.
Okay. So wow, he literally had a dream about it. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I married a smart cookie. He's full of ideas, this one.
So I suppose then in the technical design of that, do the two of you have experience in this kind of thing?
Only in all the small touches that make it come together. So technically, it's as simple as TVs with footage, right? Mm. But, we have to create the room, the ambience, put everything together, figure out how to make it accessible, figure out the smells and the music. And we like to call it the Disney experience in a way, how to set it up and what people would actually appreciate.
Yeah. And the trips themselves, as I understand, there's one that goes through the Alps in Switzerland, which must be spectacular. Where do you get all the footage of that from?
Well, we actually try to commission it where we can. So, with the Alps, we actually had someone traveling on the train lines and filming out the window. So we just ask for particular angles and just to make it as realistic as possible. People love it. We have a summer one and we have the winter one as well. So especially now in Australia, we're going through heat waves like crazy. As soon as the Alps come into the windows, everyone's like, that feels better.
Yes. And where they go on the trips, in inverted commas, Is it just a room in St. Vincent's or is it an actual train?
No. So we actually specialized when we started out, we were doing mobile immersive travel rooms. So we were putting it in a van. Our first prototype was a van that we could, we converted the interior. So we worked on weekends and just put it all together because not all facilities can have that spare room available. Like all spaces are occupied, right? So they try to maximize as much as they can for what their residents have. So we wanted to have the idea that this room could come to your facility and to your retirement home, your aged care home. Sorry. So that's why we started with a van. Then we moved it to trailers, so custom-built trailers. And the St. Vincent's one was the first one that approached us and asked for a room to be kitted out because they actually were able to find the space. And they wanted something permanent for their residents, which is really lovely.
And can you replicate the sense of a train moving?
Yes. You actually can. As soon as the windows start moving, with the scenery, people get lost in that. But we also have, the sound, the rumble of the train going through. When we were starting out with a prototype in the van, people did request that someone stand outside and just, give it a little shake every now and then just for that realism. But we found the technology that, gamers have it, that creates that little rumble in your seat. So we've integrated that as well. So we have dinner music happening, this commentary of what people are seeing outside the windows. So they have something to chat about, but also to learn when they're looking out the window. So it does actually feel like a proper trip.
And when they're in, I know there's different, as I understand it, there's different places they can go to. Is the interior then always the same or can you change that up to kind of match the location?
No, the interior is a fixed room, similar to like a dining carriage in a train. So it is the same interior, but we change up the music. We change up what food might be served. We had a trip to Japan for a facility, and we got mochi balls, you know, those gooey treats that were, you know, intrinsically Japanese. And we got them for everyone to try out. Not everyone liked them, but they tried them, which was brilliant.
Mm.
So they got a little bit of a flavor for it. So when we do, you know, play with what meals can be done, you know, it actually there's research that can be done about how people eat differently in different surrounding. And, you know, when they travel to different places, they can try different things. So, yeah, there's a fair bit of interest in that kind of research.
Yeah. And I assume for some of the residents, they may have been to these countries and they'll remember what it was like.
Oh, yeah, that's one of our favorite parts. So there are people who have, you know, when they get into the Olive Express, that's what the whole thing is called. They actually recognize places. We had a gentleman who he's got dementia, but he actually remembered the honeymoon that he had with his wife when he was looking at the footage. So this was someone who was having difficulty with current day conversation, but he was able to lapse back into that side of himself. But for people who identify themselves as travelers, they've done trips, they've seen bits of the world. This really brings them back to that sense of their identity and their self. And that's what we love giving back to people. And there are also people who've always wanted to travel but couldn't. So time, life, circumstances get in the way. And for them, it's like bucket list type of places. We have people go, I've never been interested in going to China, but now I'm glad I actually got to see it. You know, so they got to see certain footage and towns that they would never have, you know, it was off the beaten track type of footage. And they're actually appreciative of not having to travel because they saw all the stairs that were on the bridges and the ramps, like, oh, not with my knees. That's not happening. Mm. So, yeah, they love that kind of trip.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. So how many different countries can they go to?
We're still building out our repertoire. We want to have everything, really. We've got about 10 journeys at the moment across different countries. So several in China, Japan, one that goes through Europe, the UK. We've got Lapland, New York. We've got Hong Kong, and there's been requests as well. So the requests keep coming in. So we're commissioning something at the moment in Kenya. And even, excuse me, throughout Australia as well, people who miss being able to travel to Melbourne, for instance. You know, we're cobbling together the tram footage of just going around the city because they love actually looking at the different spaces. They love imagining what it's like to live in that place. What could life be like? How do people live? What are they doing? So we noticed that as soon as we'd pass through towns, everyone would sort of lean in and go, oh, what are they doing over there? Mm. Oh, I wonder what that could be like. So it's great to have that spark of curiosity. So yeah, we're as much as we can, we're always like commissioning more. Or whenever we go traveling, you know, we just get the camera out, you know, hop it on an angle, see what we can film.
And presumably for the suspension of disbelief, you know, so it's more immersive. Does it necessarily always have to be a train journey?
No, that's the thing. I started out being a bit of a purist about it. I thought, you know, it's going to be a train. You know, you suck it up. You're going to get the train ride, everything involved. A lot of train views are chain link fence and the underneath of a bridge and, you know, like up close buildings that aren't that pretty. But yeah, it was just with being able to get a lot of the footage together. Yeah, people love just seeing the highlight reels of different locations. You know, they just, we have bus footage, we have drone footage. You know, people feel like they're going down a river. It doesn't need to be on a train. So at some point we have them in a helicopter going around, you know, the New York helicopters that go around.
Mm.
So we've got footage of that. And people love it because it's something that they either have done before or they never got to.
Oh, gosh. And do you have a Dublin one?
It does go through Dublin. Yes. I love watching that one because I've never been myself. So, yeah, I get to have a sneak peek before actually getting there.
Okay. So presumably that's a bus tour in Dublin because the train.
Yeah. It's the bus tour.
Yeah. And does the bus continually have to stop because the traffic is so bad?
We cut out all the long waits with the traffic.
Okay.
Yeah, so we stitch it quite nicely. It's a smooth moving ride.
Kim yeah. Turner is co-founder of the Olive Express. Kim, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean. Lovely speaking with you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.